Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes at the Democratic National Convention, where last night, a speech by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and a tribute to the late Senator Ted Kennedy helped to open the convention's first night. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov was with the Massachusetts delegation as it listened intently and has this report.
The first night of the convention, the crowded hall fell silent as a familiar voice boomed over the speakers.
For all those whose cares have been our concern, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
The delegates erupted into applause and gave the video several standing ovations as it ticked through Senator Ted Kennedy's accomplishments after some 50 years in the U.S. Senate. This is the first convention without him since 1956. Delegates got the most pleasure out of a video clip of Kennedy debating Mitt Romney in 1994 when Romney challenged him for his Senate seat.
I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
On the question of the choice issue, I have supported the Roe v. Wade. I am pro-choice. My opponent is multiple choice.
Romney is now pro-life. The video tribute ended with an image, from behind, of Senator Kennedy and President Obama walking outside deep in conversation. The moment evoked powerful emotions in Sue Thompson from Malden.
I thought it was absolutely wonderful.
You have tears in your eyes.
I mean, the only thing that makes the loss of Ted bearable is that we have Obama as our president. I mean, he truly passed the torch to him.
Kennedy was the best legislator, according to E. Henry Twiggs, a member of the Springfield City Council. Twiggs said the video brought Kennedy and all that he stood for back to life.
Just like it was alive. I mean, he has a saying, the dream would never die. And I think this is what people are exercising. You know, he will always be with us. Always.
When he introduced the tribute, the senator's grandnephew, Joseph Kennedy III, recalled how Uncle Teddy always gave his best to everyone he met.
Whether a sick child, an injured soldier, an unemployed worker. That idea guided him through the bigger battles. To guarantee the right to organize, to end apartheid, bring peace to Northern Ireland, and health care to all.
It was the young Kennedy's first time on a national stage. He's running for the 4th Congressional District and will face a primary contest tomorrow. One of the most impassioned speeches from the podium last night came from Governor Deval Patrick. He started off by telling the delegates that what's at stake in this election is the American dream. And he said he knows former Governor Mitt Romney isn't the answer to keeping it alive.
In Massachusetts, we know Mitt Romney. By the time he left office, Massachusetts was 47th in the nation in job creation during better economic times, and household income in our state was declining. He cut education deeper than anywhere else in America. Roads and bridges were crumbling, business taxes were up, and business confidence was down.
Patrick worked up a sweat telling delegates that it's time for them to stand up and talk about the president's accomplishments, universal health care, bringing Osama bin Laden to justice, and repealing the ban on gays in the military.
With a record like that and a vision that hopeful and powerful, I, for one, will not stand by and let him be bullied out of office, and neither should you.
The delegation cheered wildly for their governor. Robert Peters from Lexington said he felt energized.
The governor's been on fire for the last 60 days or so on this campaign. He's about the most effective advocate the president has. and we're going to do the job. We're going to reelect the president.
The governor will continue playing a large role at this convention, attending breakfasts, forums, and receptions. And other Massachusetts leaders will also have a high profile, among them Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren, who speaks tonight, and Senator John Kerry will address the convention tomorrow night. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov at the Democratic National Convention.
Later this hour on Morning Edition, we'll have Congressman Barney Frank's take on the convention. For photos and convention stories you can't see anywhere else, go to WBUR.org. And stay with WBUR all week for complete convention coverage. In Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm Bob Oakes.